Well, it is Friday, and you're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts. And those two things going together mean only one thing. We're going to listen to Father Adriano Zandana, continuing his series on the Ten Commandments. We're going to hear about the Sixth Commandment in just a couple minutes. In the meantime, just a reminder that we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we've updated the website, so now we also have a Substack connection. It's CatholicAudioMedia.substack.com, but an easier way to do that is to go to our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, and look on the button up top that says Join Us at Substack. And Substack, of course, is kind of like a website slash newsletter, and you can see content that we send out regularly, and also remind you of the archives that you can listen to the program right at CatholicAudioMedia.com in our podcast tab. And don't forget, you can communicate with us. You can send us feedback, questions, everything else. And you can also donate to the show if you'd like. And anything else you'd like to do, that's at CatholicAudioMedia.com. In the meantime, Father Adriano Zandana is continuing his series, as I said, about the Sixth Commandment, coming to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil. They're really struggling with the COVID down there as well, he's explained to me, and we'll request our prayers for them as well. In the meantime, let us listen to Father Adriano Zandana coming to us from Brazil.
Hello, Father Bob. Hello, everyone. Avia. God bless you all. Father Adriano Zandana back with you all again. And I'm very excited because we are about to continue our series, our conversation about the Ten Commandments. It's a very important topic. It's mattered a lot for us as Christians. Well, today we'll take a look at the Sixth Commandment. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Immediately after murder is prohibited, adultery is forbidden. This makes perfect sense since husband and wife are as one body. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, we read, They shall be, says the Lord, two in one flesh. This teaching is so important that is quoted many times throughout the Bible. There is no greater injury than an injury inflicted on someone who you're joined to. When someone commits adultery, they are really committing three different sins. The first sin is a sin against God Himself. It is a sin of lack of faith. It is pushing God away from our lives. It is also a sin against the spouse, betraying a promise that is made to them. When we get married, we are sharing our intimacy, our heart, and our soul with our spouse, which makes that commitment really strong. That is, that covenant between spouses should grow in confidence and last. So, when a person commits adultery, they are in some way stealing from their partner. As far as the rites of matrimony are concerned, one cannot act without the other. Intimacy is an important part of our lives, and it's meant to be shared between spouses. It might not be popular to say this today, but people shouldn't have intimacy outside of marriage, or if they aren't married. St. Thomas Aquinas explains that the prohibition of adultery also prohibits immodesty and impurity. We have talked before about the mortal sin of lust and the dangers it poses. But intimacy within marriage isn't sinful. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 24, we read, Let marriage be honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. And in Genesis we read that husband and wife are made one flesh. Sharing intimacy within marriage is far from sin. It's a good and important part of a good relationship, a healthy relationship. Spouses need to love and respect each other and protect each other's integrity. Respect and dialogue are the basis of a healthy relationship. It's very important for couples to listen to each other. Well, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, it says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." Of course, wives should love their husbands in the same way. Spouses need to build a healthy environment with love, respect, and prayer, and take care of each other. They should be a good example to their children and neighbors. Marriage is one of the most important sacraments in the church. It is a sacred gift from God, from heaven. Just as we need to cherish and nourish our life, we need to cherish and nourish marriage. We celebrate our faith when we enter the bounds of matrimony. A strong marriage is an important part of our practice of Christianity. Marriage is important to our faith, and it's important to our Catholic community as well. Well, the sixth commandment, it's only helping the couple, but it is strengthening our community. St. Thomas explained that there are many reasons for adultery to be prohibited. When a person commits adultery, they damage their very soul. We can't let our flesh dominate our spirit. Keep it in mind, even if the adulterer is never physically punished, they must live with the knowledge of what they've done. A serious consequence of adultery is that it takes away the honor of the person who does it. The adulterer violates their own word and breaks a commitment that they themselves made. Other people will have less respect for the person who violates this commandment. St. Gregory warns us that it's very easy to fall into the sins of the flesh. In part, they are caused by animal instincts. But as we have discussed before, we need to elevate ourselves above our base instincts. We are made in the image of God, and we must follow in the example of Jesus, our Savior. But keep it in mind, it's very easy to fall into sins of the flesh. Because of that, we need to be attentive. We need to watch so we don't fall into temptation. We need to pray. We need to avoid occasions of committing sin, because there are specific occasions in which we will be more vulnerable. We will be more open to the sin, you know. Because of that, be attentive, pray anytime, and avoid unhealthy environments, unhealthy friendships, which will lead you into sin. We need to take care of our gifts. Take care of the gifts we have received from God, and our vocation, the sacraments we have received are very, so precious to us. And we need to take care of it. We need to nourish these gifts, of course, but we need to avoid occasions, situations in which we will be vulnerable to committing sin. We need to strengthen ourselves through prayer, by reading the Bible, the Gospels, and we need to be aware of our own weaknesses in order to avoid situations in which we will be more open to the sin. We can't allow ourselves to be dragged into sin by ignoring when our instincts tell us to do something that we frankly know is bad. It's a very battle. Every day we are in this battlefield. And we need to pray. We need to do our part in the process. We need to honor our marriage, our vocation. In my case, my calling to the priesthood, We need to honor it. We need to take care of the gifts we have received from God. Let's pray together, asking God's help for us. Please, Father, send upon us your grace right now. Please, Father, send upon us your Holy Spirit. And set us free from adultery, from the sins of the flesh. Make us strong before our bad inclinations, Lord. We beg your help. By ourselves, we won't be able to overcome our own failures, our weaknesses. We need to be strengthened by you, Lord. Send upon us your Holy Spirit. Set us free from our vices, from our bad habits. Please, Lord, make us able to overcome our own failures. We must follow you. We need to follow your amazing example. Please, Lord, help us. By ourselves, we won't be able to do that. We need your help. Please, Lord, send upon us your Holy Spirit, healing our deep soul, our instincts, our desires. Sometimes we were wounded by sin, and the things inside us are so vulnerable, are so unbalanced. God, help us. Help us to follow your example. Help us to live modesty, purity in our own lives. Please, Lord, help us. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. See you next Friday.
Thank you, Father Adriano. And of course, that's Father Adriano Zandana coming to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil. And as I said earlier, they're struggling with the coronavirus as well down there, although they were also using the vaccines. I'm not sure if they come from here, the United States, or they're coming from some of the other countries that are manufacturing the vaccine. Some of the other countries include China and Russia, as well as there's a combination from England and the United States, and I think maybe even another European country. But in the meantime, so that they're struggling with the same thing down there. That's one of the things that's really fascinating, is to see different focuses, different videos, live videos from different parts of the world, and everyone is struggling with the virus, including down in Brazil. In the meantime, we will be here on Monday, as we are every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we will see you on Monday. Until then, have yourself a blessed weekend, and God bless. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us, you can send us feedback, you can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com.